It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes.
Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the Marauders pregame show. Right off the bat here, a little bit of bad news. First pitch has been pushed back slightly, 15 minutes to be exact. 6:45 p.m. is now the scheduled time for first pitch here in Lakeland. Some rain showers, some pretty heavy ones for a little bit, but for the most part, nothing crazy. Those rain showers moved through the area late in the afternoon. Tarp was on the field for quite a while. It has since been pulled off, and the grounds crew hard at work, tending to the infield, raking the dirt around, and putting all the diamond dry around the home plate area, and making sure everything is ship-shaped, so we will be underway shortly. However, delayed by 15 minutes, first pitch will be just a little bit late tonight. Briefly recapping last night for those who missed out on the season opener in the action last night, a 2-1 loss for the Marauders at the hands of a wildly effective Flying Tigers pitching staff. We saw five scoreless innings from Wilkel Hernandez. Right-hander struck out five, walked only one, limited the Marauders' three scoreless innings out of the bullpen. The Marauders finally able to get to Lakeland pitching in the ninth inning. Too little, too late, though. A sack fly to deep left by Alexander Mojica brought one run home. The Marauders would not bring another run home, though, as they were held scoreless through the remainder of that ninth inning. Caught stealing at second base was Angel Basabe, attempting to steal second, and that was the game's final out. Unfortunately, Valentin Linares, who really left it all out on the mound last night, a quality start, six strong innings, his first quality start of the season, in fact, allowed only two runs, despite giving up a season-high eight hits. He struck out six and walked only one, and was good at escaping a couple of jams that he encountered along the way. So Linares not receiving any run support while he was on the mound, despite putting together his best pitching performance of the season. Here we turn the page into a new month. Here on June the 1st, the Marauders look to change the narrative after what was a very bumpy road throughout the month of May. Marauders went 8-18 in their 26 games in May, lost three series, split one, committed a Florida State League leading 38 errors during the month of May, and also finished dead last in the league with team batting average at .212 and a .292 slugging percentage. So a chance for this team to start fresh here on this Wednesday night at Publix Field, and we will get going relatively soon here. We'll step aside for now. When we come back, we'll give you a little pregame conversation with Sergio Campagna, the man who has been the catalyst at the top of the Marauders' order for the past month. He's been a real bright spot for Bradenton over these past few weeks. Had the chance to talk about all sorts of facets of his game and what he's been doing to improve and grow over the past season. And that'll be coming up next here on the pregame show. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with outfielder Sergio Campagna and development coach Gustavo Amaña will help translate tonight. Sergio, for a few weeks you've been seeing the ball really well. Have you made any adjustments or changes recently?
Por estas dos semanas, las últimas dos semanas, he estado viendo la bola bastante bien. ¿Has hecho algún cambio, algún ajuste, algo que has hecho?
Lo que yo intentaba haciendo estas dos semanas fue estar más tiempo, prepararme mejor y hacer buen contacto.
He come in doing the last 2 weeks, just trying to get on time and stay on time and try to have a good contact or hard contact.
The speed, your speed is a big part of your game. How important for you is it that you've been getting on base so much more frequently lately to use that speed?
Que tu velocidad es una pieza importante para ti, algo importante para ti. Últimamente que estás estado en vaso, ¿qué significado eso para ti? Tu velocidad es algo que es importante para ti, que has estado usando, que tú requieres. ¿Eso cómo ha influido en tu juego?
Oye, se influye mucho, ¿sabes? Yo lo que, cuando veo el plato, intento de envasarme, porque yo sé que cuando me envaso, creo que una carrera mejor para nosotros, y así nos vamos a...
His speed is something huge for him. That's the reason he tried to get on base as much he can do, because he knows that can impact the team to score one more run.
Visiting with Sergio Campagna, Marauders outfielder tonight. You bring a lot of energy to your game, a lot of excitement onto the field. Where does that all come from?
Tú traes mucha energía, mucha emoción al juego. ¿Qué, de dónde viene eso?
Esa energía.
¿Sabes? Eso viene siempre de mí, ¿sabes? En todos los juegos yo juego duro, no importa que me esté yendo mal en el juego, pero cuando estoy en base siempre juego la pelota duro, normal.
That coming from himself, just try to give his best effort and try to do his best when he's in the field.
You play outfield very, very smoothly, very cleanly, and very in control. How do you stay so focused and locked in out there?
Tú juegas outfield y lo juegas bien calmado, bien tranquilo, con mucho control. ¿Qué es lo que hace que haya esa seguridad?
No, eso en práctica, yo lo practico mucho, ¿sabes? Cuando estoy en juego me sale mejor, super mejor.
Is the work that he coming doing during the practice bring him that security and that smoothness on the field?
When you compare your results on the field last season to this season, how pleased are you with your progress and what do you feel you've learned?
Cuando tú comparas la temporada pasada con esta temporada, ¿Qué viene a tu mente? ¿Qué es lo que trae a ti ese momento?
Digo que el año pasado fue un año no muy bueno para mí, porque primer año que jugué a la media, ¿sabes? Teniendo dos temporadas. Y yo aprendí mucho el año pasado, que este año traje mejor, fue estarme enfocado y que pase lo que pase, seguir adelante.
Yeah, last season was his first time playing in the full season. What he changed was his mental focus. So right now he's a little more paying attention to little details and little things. So that's the focus that he has right now.
Gracias por su tiempo.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time, Sergio. Thank you, Gustavo.
Thank you.
Starting lineups next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders. A record of 20-26, the Marauders trying to begin the month of June on a positive note after losing 6 of their last 7 games and stumbling to an 8-18 record during this past month. Center fielder Sergio Campagna, our pregame guest, will lead off tonight for the Marauders, followed by right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco. Left fielder Jace Bowen hits third, with third baseman Alexander Mojica trying to end a hitless spell he's been on lately. He is batting cleanup. The DH is Angel Basabe, playing in his second single-A game. First baseman Juan Jerez will bat sixth. At second base will be Mike Jarvis. He hits seventh, with catcher Grant Cook batting eighth, ninth for the Marauders, who send the right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario out to the mound. Del Rosario, plenty of success lately. Five innings in each of his last 4 starts made. Overall in the season, a 2-1 record, 3.34 ERA over 7 appearances, 6 starts, 29 strikeouts over 29 and 2/3 innings. He has walked only 8 batters, showing good command, and bringing in a whip of 1.28 on his 2022 campaign. For the Red Hot Flying Tigers, who have played very well here at Publix Field this season, they are just 2 games under .500, 22-24, and have won 5 straight. Here's how they'll look for manager Andrew Graham here on this Wednesday night. Third baseman Isaac Pacheco leads off, with shortstop Manuel Sequeira batting second. Batting third will be the right fielder Roberto Campos, just as Bigby will clean up. He is the DH. First baseman Donna Uris de la Cruz bats fifth. Second baseman Carlos Mendoza, sporting a .446 on base percentage this year, will bat sixth. Catcher is Eduardo Valencia. He bats 7th. Center fielder Kingston Liniac hits 8th. And left fielder Esne Chacon bats 9th for the Flying Tigers. They're all playing behind starting pitcher Garrett Burhan, Ohio State product, drafted in the 9th round by the Tigers last year. And he'll be facing the Marauders for the 2nd time in his young career. As a matter of fact, he faced the Marauders in his professional debut back on April the 12th, the night of the Marauders' home opener earlier this season. He was pretty good that night, danced around 6 hits, allowing only 1 run over 4 innings, walked 1, and struck out 5 in an eventual walk-off win for the Marauders that evening. So there are your starting lineups, and there is your pitching matchup. Down on the field, teams are slowly making their way onto the field for pregame stretching. The Marauders making their way onto the field from the visiting clubhouse down in the right field corner. Once again, for those who are recently tuning in and who may have missed the memo, first pitch has been pushed back to 6:45 tonight. Just about a 15-minute pushback here due to rain showers that came through the area later this afternoon. But the good news is the grounds crew hard at work in getting that infield prepped for play. And that 6:45 p.m. start time should not be a problem here at Publix Field. The Marauders aware of the road race tonight. The Flying Canadian excited for baseball as the stadium lights are coming on here at Publix Field, and the bright blue skies are peeking back out from behind the clouds once again here in Central Florida. Well, for now, we will send it to an extended commercial break, and when we come back, we will have first pitch for you from Publix Field on this Wednesday night in Lakeland, Florida. Don't go away. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasure life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders' Twitter handle at @_Marauders.
Thank you.
Hey Marauders fans, this is Spencer Smith. Today's game is currently in a delay. Please stay tuned for further information regarding game updates. You can also find updates on the Marauders Twitter handle at @_Marauders. Welcome back again to Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you, and we thank you listeners for your patience tonight. With first pitch pushed back 15 minutes due to rain showers passing through the area late this afternoon, but the tarp is off, the field is prepped, and the players are on the field, and his right-hander Garrett Burhan, Ohio State product and ninth-round draft pick last year by the Tigers, made his professional debut earlier this spring against the Marauders at Lecom Park and went four strong innings, allowing one run over six scattered hits, striking out five while walking only one. Since then, he has continued to put together a solid rookie season. Burhan, in his seven total starts this season, a 2.94 ERA, a .98 whip, and he has struck out 45 batters over 33 and two-thirds innings of work. Pretty impressive strikeout total for the right-hander from Indianapolis. Top three men in the order he'll face for the Marauders, Sergio Campana, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Jace Bowen, all three of them right-handed batters. And this is a lineup that looks, for the most part, similar to last night's lineup. There are a couple of changes in there. As we see a throw down to second base by catcher Eduardo Valencia. Marauders held to just one run despite seven hits last night. They look to change the narrative. Slate wiped clean as we go into the month of June here with this Wednesday evening game. Here we go, Sergio Campana. Digs his way into the right-handed batter's box. Garrett Burhan, 6'3", 215 pounds, 22-year-old from Indianapolis, is getting the signal into his simplified motion, and the first pitch of the game is low, ball one, run away at 6:45 p.m., right as planned. 77 degrees, partly cloudy, and very, very humid. 1-0 pitch from Burhan. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to third. Pacheco scoops it up cleanly. Throw to first is in time to get the hustling Campana. One away. Let's meet the Flying Tigers defense. In the outfield left to right, Esne Chacon, Kingston Liniac, and Roberto Campos. Infield consists of Isaac Pacheco at third base, whom we just met. Manuel Sequeira, the shortstop. Carlos Mendoza, the second baseman. Donna Uris de la Cruz, the first baseman. And Eduardo Valencia is catching. I'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. Pitch by Burhan. Misses just about outside. Automated balls and strikes are being used tonight. Alex Law bases. Position down the first baseline at the moment. Base is empty. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nolasco looked like he chased it high. Flying Tigers and the home whites. Modeled largely after that of the parent club, the Detroit Tigers. Marauders in the road grays. 1-1 pitch is taken low. Off-speed offering from Burhan. Two balls and one strike. Nolasco with that season batting average down to 204. Seeing the ball very well lately, though. Hitting safely in eight of his last 10 games. 2-1. Taken just off the plate away for ball three. Marauders have lost six of their last seven. As a result, they're tied for last place with Tampa in the West Division at the moment. 3-1 coming, and Burhan stumbles and sort of loses his footing as he deals the next pitch, and it barely makes it to home plate. That'll be a walk to Rodolfo Nolasco. What was a sort of awkward-looking little trip on the mound? Burhan is okay, but might chalk it up just a little embarrassing, clumsy moment there. Burhan staring for a moment at the bottom of his cleats. Kicking away the dirt right in front of the slab. Here comes Jace Bowen. Righty on righty matchup. Bowen from that tall open stance gets pitch number one and takes a fastball just outside a ball. Just underway here in Lakeland. No score. Rodolfo Nolasco, one out walk. He's on first. Sun piercing through the clouds here in Lakeland. Shade covering a good chunk of the home plate area. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled foul down the third baseline by Bowen. Scooped up by Gustavo Omana, who tossed it underhanded to the Marauders' dugout. Bowen collecting a hit in each of his last three games. Three for 12, actually, during that span. Nolasco, good-sized lead off first. Swing and a miss. Like a slider, Bowen has had some difficulty with that pitch throughout the season. 222 average, team leader in home runs with six, and runs batted in with 25. De La Cruz holds Nolasco on at first, and the 1-2 pitch. Taken upstairs, good eye, ball two. So the ninth round pick last year out of Ohio State by the Tigers, Garrett Burhan, the ace of the Buckeyes staff last spring. 91 strikeouts over 80 and a third innings of work. Long pause, now the pitch. Bowen lays off outside for ball three, 3-2. So a little Ohio connection here. The Ohio State product, Burhan, on the mound. Toledo area native, Jace Bowen in the batter's box from Northwood, Ohio, suburb of Toledo. Nolasco slowly inching off first, farther and farther. Pickoff move that way, and Nolasco is almost picked off. Well, Burhan sensed him over his shoulder, made the quick spin move and throw, and Nolasco awkwardly went staggering back in. Fortunate for him that the throw's a little bit low, kind of an awkward grab for De La Cruz. Couldn't make the tag quickly enough. 3-2 to Bowen. There goes Nolasco for second. Pitch is swung on and foul back over the roof behind home plate. And we'll see another 3-2. Pitch count starting to climb quickly for Garrett Burhan. Here in the first inning, one out, a runner on. 13 pitches already. Pickoff to first again. That bounces on by the first baseman, De La Cruz. Nolasco up out of the dirt and sprinting towards second base. And he's in there standing up as De La Cruz chases the ball down in foul territory. So that'll be a throwing error charged to Garrett Burhan on the errant pickoff throw. Marauders have good speed in Nolasco waiting on second base. Marauders with a chance to score first tonight, and you really can't underestimate how big of a confidence booster that is, being the first team to score in a game. It's actually been a long time since the Marauders have done that. They didn't score first in any of the six games last week against Fort Myers. They didn't do so last night. Pitch to Bowen, swung on, foul back, will do it again. Take a look back in the previous pages of the scorebook here. You have to go all the way back to May the 22nd, 10 days ago. Last time the Marauders scored first in a game. That was an eventual 6-5 win at Palm Beach. Marauders trying to end a stretch of seeing the opposing team score first here. And the team's record has really reflected that. Marauders, when seeing the opponent score first, have gone just 9-20. When Bradenton is the first team on the board, though, 11-6, the Marauders' record this season. Everyone set to go. Burhan set at the belt buckle. And the 3-2 again to Bowen. Swung on and fouled back once more. Jace Bowen, heck of a battle here. We're in the top of the first inning. Scoreless game early on here in Lakeland. Rodolfo Nolasco on second base with one out. Pitch number 9 to Jace Bowen is taken outside for ball 4. Catcher Valencia holding that pitch there, an extra beat, hoping for a strike call, but not registering as within the zone on the ABS system. So, Marauders with 2 aboard on a pair of free passes. That was one brilliant plate appearance by Jace Bowen. Now it's up to Alexander Mojica and those who follow to keep this well-crafted inning offensively going. Mojica hitless in his last 8 games, 0 for his last 23. Handful of walks mixed in, looking for a big hit here in the first. The pitch, elevated fastball from Burhan. Pitch count sitting at 17 here in the first inning. One out, runners on first and second. Burhan lifts his leg and deals. Mojica swings, gets a piece of it, fouling it back off the backstop. Looked to be way out in front of a slider. Alexander Mojica swinging that two-tone bat with a black barrel, a light tan handle. Feet shoulder-width apart in the batter's box from the right side. And ever so slightly open with that front left foot. Burhan with a long pause. Now the 0-2. Mojica checks his swing and a pitch in the dirt. Yes, he went around, says the base umpire Matt Watkowski. Strike 3. So the difficult stretch continues for Mojica. That'll bring up Angel Basabe. Who put together some nice contact in last night's game in his single-A debut. Basabe, speed and contact guy. Saw a little bit of both last night. Played a solid left field defensively as well in yesterday's game. And the left-hander looks Nolasco back to second. Kind of an awkward pickoff move there. Like he's going to the high leg kick and spin, but no throw. Did throw it after all. The shortstop, Sequeira, was playing far behind the bag and wasn't charging toward the base. So even though Nolasco was almost caught leaning, shortstop wasn't in a position to make a tag. First and second, two gone. And the pitch to Basabe. Swinging a ground ball hit hard, but right to the second baseman, Mendoza. He scoops it up. Lobs a wild throw over first base. Incoming to scores, Rodolfo Nolasco. And the Marauders take a run here in the first inning. A ground ball that should have been out number three here in the top of the first inning. A lackadaisical throwing error by Carlos Mendoza. And the Marauders capitalize. Jace Bowen to third on the play. Rodolfo Nolasco, some heads-up base running. And you really do have to wonder, with the rainy conditions earlier today, you have to wonder if maybe, possibly, as that ground ball made its way across the infield grass and to the second baseman Mendoza, you have to wonder if that ball picked up a little bit of extra moisture. Very much possible on a night like this when it rained earlier. Either way, though, costly throwing error for Lakeland gives the Marauders the 1-0 lead here in the first. Runners on the corners, two gun. Here's Juan Jerez. Burhan fires, and the pitch is swung on and foul back. Owen on third, Basabe on first base. Both men run well. Juan Jerez, .184 with his batting average on the season, does have a home run. Pitch taken for strike two. Fastball at 93. Jerez in an 0-2 count. Strikeouts have been a problem for him. He's struck out in 34% of his plate appearances this season. Burhan with the 0-2. Jerez swings and misses, chasing the breaking ball low for strike three. Inning over, but the Marauders grab a run on the throwing error by the second baseman, Mendoza. 1-0 Bradenton as we head to the bottom of the first. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at Bradenton Marauders.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Marauders have an early 1-0 lead here in Lakeland thanks to a two-out throwing error by Flying Tigers second baseman Carlos Mendoza. And here to the mound is right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario for Bradenton. Isaac Pacheco, left-handed hitter, leads off for Lakeland. Goes after the first pitch, swings and lofts it to left center field. Center fielder Campagna easing over and giving way to the left fielder Jace Bowen, who makes the catch. One pitch, one away. Let's meet the Marauders defense. Outfield left to right consists of Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Around the horn on the infield, Alexander Mojica at third base. Davies Nadal at shortstop. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman. Juan Jerez at first base. And Grant Cook, the catcher. Del Rosario, the windup of the pitch to Manuel Sequeira. He takes a knee-high strike. For those just joining us, Marauders plating a run in the top of the first with a couple of back-to-back one-out walks. Rodolfo Nolasco, the leading runner, scoring on that throwing error by Mendoza. Pitch is cut on and fouled away, first base side. That play should have been a routine one, by the way. Mendoza fielding a slow bouncing ball to the second base position. and carelessly lobbed one over the head of the first baseman. Couldn't make the grab with a leap. Time called. Sakara steps out, facing an 0-2 count. Rosario nods to the sign from Cook, and his 0-2, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled foul down the third base line. Manager Andrew Graham having to chase that ball down the left field line. Clear it off the field. He's all set in his third base coaching box, and here we go. Del Rosario into his motion, and the 0-2 to Sakara, swinging a pop foul, first base side. That's well out of play. Yoelvis Del Rosario, his last four starts, a 1.35 ERA, a whip of 1. Been brilliant lately. 0-2 bounces in the dirt. Just 5 walks, 19 strikeouts over his 20 innings pitched over those last 4 starts. He's become Mr. Reliable. Into his windup again in the 1-2. Swing and another high pop-up foul on the first base side. Manuel Sakara following in the footsteps of Jace Bowen, putting together a tough AB. Del Rosario has the sign. The 1-2, breaking ball way outside. Evens up at 2-2. Just like last night, that wind blowing in hard from right field. Once again, it'll be a tough night for power hitters. You can really hear on the crowd bite that wind picking up. Del Rosario, the 2-2. Swing and a bouncer pulled to short. Right there for it is Nadal. Gathers it cleanly and slings the throw to first. Good stretch on the receiving end by Juan Jerez. Out recorded. Two gone. Roberto Campos to the plate with the bases empty. 1-0 Marauders lead. Home half of the first inning. Toss to Campos, who lays off high. Campos with that Tigers white jersey with navy blue lettering and numbering. Bright orange sleeve, long sleeve on his right arm underneath the jersey. Swinging a bouncing ball past the mound to the second baseman, Jarvis. He grabs it on the backhand, throws to first in time, and a clean 1-2-3 inning by UELV's Del Rosario. We are through one here in Lakeland. Marauders lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mike Jarvis will open up the second inning. Bradenton lead over the Flying Tigers. Right-hander Garrett Burhan rocks and fires. Jarvis swings and smokes a ground ball right to the shortstop, Sakara. Chests it up and gathers into his glove. Throws to first in time. One away.
Now batting number 17, Grant Cook.
Game 2 of 6 here in Lakeland for the Marauders. Trying to creep a little further up in those West Division standings. Last night's loss dropping the Marauders back into a tie for last place in the division. Sitting right there alongside the Tampa Tarpons, 11.5 games back of first place. Here's catcher Grant Cook. Right-handed hitter, takes the first one low and inside, stepping out of the way. Cook 1-for-3 in his Marauders debut last night. Split last year between High A Greensboro, Double A Altoona. The 1-0, Cook takes in the dirt. Fifth round pick by the Pirates 4 years ago, out of Arkansas. Native of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Here comes the motion by Burhan in the 2-0. Cook swings big and fouls it back. Very tall backstop screen here in Lakeland. Prevents a lot of those foul balls from getting into the seating bowl or over the ballpark roof. That one was high enough. Now the 2-1 to Cook. Big swing and a miss out in front of a slider. Base is empty with one out. Burhan, 2-2. Breaking ball at the knees, strike three, and Cook not too pleased with the call, but no direct argument. And Alex Lowry, two away. Second strikeout of the night for Garrett Burhan. Smattering of clouds beyond the outfield here in Lakeland, including some gray ones off beyond the right field corner. So the stadium lights are on here at Publix Field. Here's Davies Nadal. First pitch high and inside. Brushes him back, turning his shoulder away from it. Nadal off to a solid start at single A. First four games hitting .364 for the Marauders. Here comes the windup. And the 1-1. Taken outside for ball two. Nadal brings plenty of speed, as do so many other men in this Marauders order. Glancing up and down the lineup card, five different men have stolen six or more bases who are in the Marauders lineup tonight. Bunt, third base line, pushed foul. Sergio Campagna leading the team with 10 steals. Jace Bowen with 7. Juan Jerez with 6, Mike Jarvis with 7. Burhan taking a while to think about it. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive the other way into left field, and Chacon stopping in his tracks, almost overran it, but reaches up and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Nothing doing for the Marauders here in the second. We go to the bottom half. Bradenton leading 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, plenty of fun coming your way on the next Marauders homestand, which starts next Tuesday, June the 7th. Thursday, Faith and Family Nights, and Star Wars Night. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on the next homestand, respectively. Get your tickets online now at BradentonMarauders.com. Duelvis Del Rosario back to pitch the second inning for the Marauders here in the home half, and he misses high with a first-pitch fastball. 4-5 and 6 in the Lakeland order, just as Bigby the DH leading off. Crouching stance, right-handed batter goes after the 1-0, swings and fouls it back to the screen. Only run of the game, scored on a throwing error by Flying Tigers second baseman Carlos Mendoza. Pono Lasco scoring from second on the play. 1-1, up and in. Two balls and a strike on Justice Bigby, who's batting .217 this season. Del Rosario the pitch, swinging a hard ground ball up the middle, trickles through into center field for a base hit. Mike Tigers get their first hit, their first base runner tonight. Donny Urys de la Cruz will bat next. Righty on righty matchup. UAB's Del Rosario, 5'11" tall right-hander, 170 pounds, deals and gets a swing and a bouncer foul third base line. Brandon Dixon popping out of the Marauders' dugout, fielding that ball and putting himself in a ready position as if to throw, just as if he was playing the infield tonight. Dixon getting the night off in this one. Del Rosario is set. The 0-1, swinging a pop-up behind home plate. This flies out of play. Smattering of fans, mostly behind home plate tonight. Saw last night for the series opener. Good size leadoff first by Bigby. Del Rosario with a pitch. Slider spins just away from the outside corner. Ball two. Take that back, ball one. De La Cruz, a .240 hitter. One home run, 9 RBI this season. Black shin protector on the lower part of his left leg. And gets the toss. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Elvis Del Rosario picks up his first strikeout of the night. Here comes an exceptionally tough out in Carlos Mendoza. This guy who is ridiculously talented at putting bat to ball. 281 hitter, and a pickup move to first, and the ball dropped by Jerez. Not sure the tag would have quite been in time anyway to get Bigby. Mendoza with a .446 on base percentage. 34 walks, far out number is 25 strikeouts. Del Rosario takes a breath, and the pitch taken upstairs. And to boot, Carlos Mendoza has a very small strike zone for opposing pitchers to work with, listed at 5'7". Right-hander sets. And the offering. Mendoza swings, grounds one, base hit to left field. Up to second base goes Bigby, and he stops right there as Jace Bowen, the left fielder, gets the ball in quickly and cleanly. Carlos Mendoza continues to push himself up this Tigers organization ladder. Wouldn't be surprised if he starts getting some comparisons to maybe a left-handed Jose Altuve. Of course, it's easy to say given the build comparisons and the fact that he plays primarily second base, but tell you what, that is a guy with tremendous contact skills and always a tough out. He's on first, Justice Bigby on second base, Eduardo Valencia the batter. Pitch, right-handed hitting catcher lays off high. 16 games for Valencia, the Venezuelan native, hitting .229, 3 runs batted in. Possible double play ground ball candidate here. Pitch, breaking ball, swinging a foul back. A couple of fans in the first row or two of seats flinching as that ball came back. Always fascinating to see. Fans know that that foul ball is going to be stopped by the screen, yet human nature, the reflexes, always cause the flinch. Count 1-1. Del Rosario tosses. Breaking ball. Lift. No, check that. The fastball. A little bit too high. Fastball tonight sitting anywhere from 92 to 94 for Del Rosario. ...21-year-old righty sets. 2-1 on its way. Breaking ball. Left upstairs for ball three. He falls behind. Marauders leading 1-0. Flying Tigers threatening. Here at the bottom of the second, Justice Bigby on second represents the tying run. Go-ahead run on first and Carlos Mendoza. 3-1 to Valencia. Swing and a soft liner, first base line, foul, just out of the reach of Jerez. Almost went careening into that screen down the line. Relatively small amount of foul territory here at Publix Field. You get right past first and third base, and that seating bowl on both sides of the diamond abruptly juts out toward the foul line. The set. Couple checks of the runner at second. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Del Rosario reaches back for a little something extra and pushes the fastball by him, two away. There's Kingston Liniac, who I wonder may have a few family and friends in the seats tonight. He's got an exceptionally loud cheer there. Returning Flying Tiger from last season, native of La Jolla, California. San Diego area. Gets the first pitch. Swings and bounces one. Foul past third. First and second. Two away. Liniac, the Tigers' fourth round draft pick in 2018 out of Mission Hills High School. Just north of San Diego. Crouching in slightly open stance from the right side. 0-1 pitch. Darts outside. Slow start for Liniac, 22 games for Lakeland, hitting 156. 8 RBI, still looking for that first home run. Del Rosario trying to pitch out of trouble. 1-1, Liniac takes outside for ball two. Pretty big contrast here for Del Rosario from what was a quick first inning, 3 up and 3 down. Here are the Flying Tigers, pair of base hits sandwiched around a couple of strikeouts. Del Rosario, the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a ground ball, smoked down the third base line, but foul. Sigh of relief there for the Marauders. Still holding on to that thin 1-0 lead here in the second inning. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two men on base for the Flying Tigers. We'll see what the battery has in store here for Liniac. Del Rosario with his hands together. Checks Bigby off second base, and the 2-2 pitch is low and outside for ball three. Nasty breaking ball. Liniac with a good take. Catcher Grant Cook moving in front of home plate. Pointing to the base runners, reminding his teammates, hey, runners will be in motion on the next pitch. 3-2, two outs, first and second. Del Rosario has the signal from Cook, but now steps off the rubber. Wiping the sweat from his brows with the sleeves of his gray jersey. Warm and humid evening, though the wind is blowing in from right field. Liniac circling that bat around as he waits. Now the set. 3-2, runners go. It is swung on field line. Baseball in the blood for Kingston Liniac. His uncle Cole was an infielder for several organizations from the mid-90s to the early 2000s. A chance to bring Lakeland even in this game. Del Rosario ready. 3-2 pitch again. Runners go. Swing and a bouncing ball back to the mound. Del Rosario picks it up. The throw to first is on the money in time, and the inning is over. Del Rosario pitches out of a jam here in the second, and the Marauders maintain the 1-0 lead through two here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sergio Campagna leads off and smashes a ground ball through the hole past the diving shortstop into left field for a base hit as the first pitch of the third inning here in Lakeland gets whacked for a leadoff single. Sergio Campagna came into this game already on a roll, has now reached base safely in 17 of his last 19 games. Remarkable stretch for Campagna, who is our pregame guest tonight. Rodolfo Nolasco, who scored the game's first run in the first inning. Burhan the pitch, and Nolasco takes in the dirt. A good block by Valencia, dropping to his knees and blocking it. Campagna talking about his turnaround from last season to this season. Still striking out a fair amount, but as of late, past few weeks, seeing the ball a lot better, pushing those numbers upward in a positive direction. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive deep to left by Nolasco. This baby way back, and it is gone! Two-run homer by Rodolfo Nolasco, and the Marauders make it a 3-0 lead. That ball clobbered onto the top of the grass berm in left field here in Lakeland. What a poke. Nolasco kissing his fingers and crossing his heart as he crosses home plate and gets the fist bump from his teammate Campagna. What a blast by Rodolfo Nolasco, his third home run of the season. 3-0 Marauders lead as Jace Bowen stands in. Garrett Burhan, the windup and the pitch, and Bowen takes a breaking ball low and outside. Here's the motion and the 1-0 offering. Swinging it, grabs it, throwing the run to first, offline, pulls the first baseman De La Cruz off the bag, but he applies the tag onto the incoming Bowen en route. Out recorded, 6-3 on the put out, one away. Rodolfo Nolasco still stunning this home crowd here in Lakeland. It is towering, no doubt about it, two-run blast to left field. For a guy who came into the season here in his first full-length season here in 2022, really heralded for that home run power. Alexander Mojica looks at a ball low. Look forward to see a lot more of that from Nolasco as the season moves forward. Alexander Mojica looking to end an 0-for-24 spell at the plate. The 1-0, he takes it the knees for a strike. To Meyer Nolasco going in against the elements here tonight, too. That wind blowing in from right field. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Mojica. Big time in front of that breaking ball. Seems to have been one of Mojica's main struggles lately. Really not seeing the off-speed stuff well. 1-2. Swinging a dribbler halfway back to the mound. And catcher Valencia fields it. Throw to first in time to get Mojica by a couple of steps. Little miscommunication at first between pitcher and catcher on who should field it. But Valencia handled it no problem. Two outs for the Marauders. Angel Basabe will bat next. Left-handed hitter from Venezuela takes the first offering low and inside on the Burhan breaker. Basabe, 21-year-old from Maracaibo, Venezuela, signing with the Pirates in 2017. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball fairly deep to right field. Campos back. He finds it up against the evening sky and makes the one-handed catch in right center, and the inning is over. But a two-run homer by Rodolfo. Nothing here in Lakeland. We head to the bottom of the third next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Two scoreless innings under his belt tonight. Yoelvis Del Rosario back to pitch the third inning for the Marauders, who lead Lakeland 3-0. Wind up in the pitch, S.N.A. Chacon swings and pops a towering fly ball foul down the right field line, out of play. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Publix Field in Lakeland, where the skies are partly cloudy. Stadium lights are on in that field. The 0-1, Chacon takes a slider high. Marauders getting a run on an error in the first inning. Two-run homer in the top of the third just a couple of minutes ago by Rodolfo Nolasco. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut. Chacon behind the fastball. Count 1-2. 9-1-2 in the order here for Lakeland. As Nate Chacon, his first AB of the night. The 1-2 for the righty. Skips into the dirt. Plucked out by Cook. Del Rosario peers in over the top of his black glove at the signal from Cook. The 2-2, swinging a line drive into center field, and it bounces in front of Sergio Campagna for a leadoff single. Second straight inning with a leadoff single for the Flying Tigers. And that will bring up Isaac Pacheco. Well, the Flying Tigers have played exceptionally well here at Publix Field this season, 17-8 at home on the year. By comparison, 5-16 on the road for the Flying Tigers. Pick off to first, and that bounces on by Juan Jerez, but doesn't bounce far enough for Chacon to advance. So the Marauders perhaps catch a break there. Looked like Jerez was able to nick it with his glove a little bit to deaden the momentum of that ball. His name Chacon, no advance. He runs well, though. Getting a generous lead off first. Here's the pitch, runner not going, and that one right down the middle for a strike. Isaac Pacheco, dangerous, powerful left-handed hitter. Team leader with 6 home runs, second on the club with 21 RBI. Tall and upright stance from the left side. Gets the 0-1 pitch, and lays off low, off speed. Be a little patch of rain off in the distance beyond right center field. Pretty far off. Crossing our fingers here that we've seen the last of the precipitation tonight. Pick off again to first, and just in safely is Chacon. Matt Mallott, first base coach for the Flying Tigers, the development coach on staff here for Lakeland. Del Rosario deals. That's low and inside. Great block by Cook as the ball bounces in front of him. Staring Chacon back into first base as he flags the ball down. Marauders, 3 runs, 2 hits. Flying Tigers, no runs, 3 hits. 2 errors for the Flying Tigers tonight. Both of them coming in the first inning as some of the Marauders push the first run across. Right hander with a 2-1. There's a swing and a pop-up on the third base side. Getting out of play. Covered concourses from third base to first base. Main part of the ballpark here in Lakeland. Big patio area down the right field line. And also beyond the right field wall. Timeout called. Pacheco steps out of the box. Got the Pepsi party deck in that right field corner. Foul territory. And the license to chill patio in right field beyond the right field wall. Next pitch is on the inside corner for strike three. Isaac Pacheco not happy with the results of that one. He's going to bring up Manuel Sequeira. One away for the Flying Tigers, who trail the Marauders 3-0. Del Rosario with the set. And the pitch, Chacon not moving. Here's a swing and a miss by Sequeira. Quite a few swings and misses by Del Rosario tonight. 3 strikeouts. Del Rosario generally not a high strikeout volume pitcher. Pickoff moved to first, and Chacon once again dives in safely. That white jersey is completely full of dirt now. Chacon with those high navy blue socks showing. Dancing farther out first, getting into a good lead. And the 0-1 by the righty. Swing and a bouncer, hit weakly up the third baseline, foul. Del Rosario in command. No balls, 2 strikes. Del Rosario on the third base side of the rubber. Is ready. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging another weak dribbler foul. A lot of these weakly hit ground balls. Evidence of Flying Tigers hitters. Flailing way out in front of off-speed pitches from Del Rosario. Clearly got the good stuff working tonight. Sun shining through the clouds on the third base side. Giant chunks of shade covering most of the infield. Pick off to first and almost got him. The ball dropped by Jerez. Despite the drop, not entirely clear if Chacon would have been out on the play anyway had the tag been made cleanly. Certainly would have been close, though. Del Rosario showing a good, quick, nasty pickoff move. Chacon into that lead off first base. Del Rosario deals, runner breaks. Pitch is swung on, lifted to right center, fairly deep. Nolasco sprinting after it and reaches up and makes the catch on the run. Oh, they're going to double him off. Throw goes in towards second base, and the shortstop, Nadal, received the throw and relays to Jerez, doubling off Esne Chacon, who was in motion. Now the Marauders get an unorthodox double play to end the inning, and they keep it 3-0 as we head into the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by Lincoln Friend of the Game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
My mind set on you.
back in Lakeland, where the Marauders lead 3-0, and Rodolfo Nolasco is making an early case for himself for Marauders player of the game tonight. Nolasco, 2-run homer, also scored on an error, and also made a great running catch to end the last inning and saw a runner doubled off at first base. So here we go to the fourth inning. Juan Jerez, the batter. First pitch, a swing and a miss for a strike. And off-speed stuff continues to be the bugaboo for Juan Jerez. Garrett Burhan, 45 pitches thrown through his first three innings. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Jerez down to a knee on the follow-through. We've seen a lot of that from him this season. And you have to understand that so many of these guys coming into full season ball for the first time, some of them 19, 20, 21 years old, there will be some growth involved. 0-2 pitches, swung on and missed for strike three. Garrett Burhan makes quick work of Juan Jerez, who does not see a single fastball. Here's Mike Jarvis. Marauders with 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors. Flying Tigers, no runs, 3 hits, and 2 costly errors, both of which came in the first inning. First pitch to Jarvis, misses low. Mike rounded out to the shortstop, leading up the second his last time up. Came in on a tough stretch himself, hitting just 167 over his last 11 games. 1-0 pitch. Onto the outside corner, a strike. Wind showing no mercy, pushing in from right field pretty hard. Makes pitch to Jarvis, low and inside. Almost feeling like deja vu all over again for the Marauders, who played under similar conditions in Jupiter a couple of weeks ago. Pitch, swinging a bouncer up the middle. It's through into center for a base hit. Jarvis rounds first base hard, stops right there with a one-out single. Well, both middle infielders were closing quickly on that ground ball. Second baseman Mendoza gave it a diving try. Came up just short. Well, in Jupiter, when the Marauders played the Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals, not able to make the trip myself, but as I understood it, wind consistently blowing in from the outfield and big ballpark dimensions to begin with made for some pretty inhospitable hitting conditions. Here's Grant Cook with a man on first and one away. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball out to right field. Going to be a long run for Campos. Back and onto the warning track. He makes the catch on the near edge of the track. Grant Cook gave it a ride, but again with that wind blowing straight in from right field, that's not going to make things easy going out that direction. Here's Davies Nadal. Switch hitter batting left-handed facing the right-hander Burhan. Righty with the knee goes, pitches low, throw to second. Jarvis slides in head first safely. So correction, the pitch called a strike to Davies Nadal. As Mike Jarvis swipes the bag, his 8th stolen base of the season. Time called as catcher Eduardo Valencia requests it. Marauders leading 3-0, a chance to extend it to 4-0. Good wheels on second and Mike Jarvis. Davies Nadal proving to be a good contact hitter here in his first handful of games at single A. The 0-1. Nadal, a swing and a miss. Strike two. Not a hard fastball from Burhan. He's been mostly in the low 90s. Last one right at 90 miles per hour. But Nadal not able to connect. Slowly, hands together by Burhan. The pitch. This is upstairs. Count is 1-2. Nadal with a line out to the left fielder his first time up tonight. Jarvis walking into his leadoff second base. Shortstop playing behind him. And the toss. Breaking ball, inside corner and at the knees, strike three. Nadal disagrees as the inning is over. Jarvis left stranded on second in a scoreless fourth for Bradenton. They lead the Flying Tigers, though, 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lee Comp Park.
Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Outring with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Of the order for the Flying Tigers here in the fourth inning, with the Marauders leading 3-0. Roberto Campos leads the way and cuts the first pitch and misses for strike one. Good, quick, and powerful stroke by Campos on the right side. Number 7 prospect in the Tigers system. Campos gets the 0-1 and swings and misses through a slider. Quickly 0-2 on Campos. 19 runs batted in, third most on the team. Del Rosario, the windup in the 0-2. Swing and a foul back. He got a piece. Three men, all of them at the top third of the Flying Tigers lineup, ranked within Baseball America's top 30 for the Detroit Tigers organization. 0-2. Taken low. Good-looking slider. Campos wisely holding off. Isaac Pacheco, Manuel Sequeira, also ranking in the top 30 alongside Campos. The 1-2 bounces up there and by the catcher, Cook. Justice Bigby waiting on deck, grabs that ball. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers nothing here at Publix Field in Lakeland. Del Rosario, the windup and the 2-2. Campos swings and bounces one to the first baseman. Jerez shuffles to his right, fields it cleanly, and races it to the base himself for out number one. But Juan Jerez, not a traditional first baseman, guy who is spent the entirety of his professional career so far split between second base and third base. Getting a handful of starts at first base, though, for the Marauders this year. And doing a fine job there, showing good quickness and flexibility. Here's Justice Bigby. Pitch misses high. One out with the bases empty for Lakeland. Bigby receives the 1-0, swings and fouls it back to the screen. Nice one-handed catch by Donny Urias de la Cruz, the on-deck hitter. Bigby with that back right elbow up in his stance as he waits the pitch. 1-1, swing and a foul off the mask of Cook. Wind shifting slightly, now seems to be blowing in a little more from straightaway center field. Was previously in from right field. Indicated by the American flag atop the pole. Above that left center field grass berm. The 1-2, swing and a foul off Bigby's own foot. Long thin streak of gray cloud above the field out in center field. Mostly blue skies surrounding us at this stage of the game, though. Always a welcome sight. The 1-2 again from Del Rosario crowds him with a fastball and misses inside. Shakes off one signal. Del Rosario gets the one he wants. The 2-2. Swinging a drive out of play on the first base side of the park. Flying Tigers hitters to their credit tonight.
made Del Rosario throw a fair amount of pitches. Into his motion, 2-2 again. Bigby swings and misses, strike three. Four strikeouts tonight. Corey Welby's Del Rosario. And the first two men set down here in the fourth inning. Marauders on top, 3-0. Donairis De La Cruz, who was Del Rosario's first strikeout victim, will bat next. Bases empty, two away. And the toss. Swinging a bouncing ball weakly toward third. Mojica charges, but fields it foul. Well, no question that if that ball would have stayed fair, De La Cruz probably would have earned himself an infield single. Mojica playing fairly deep at third base. Donairis De La Cruz, a catcher by trade, not particularly fleet of foot. So not a thing you would typically suspect of a bunt attempt. Sort of a swinging bunt variety on that last pitch. 0-1 the count on the Flying Tigers' first baseman. Del Rosario, the windup and the 0-1, swinging a foul back. Other scores in the Florida State League. Bottom of the fifth inning, East Division leading St. Lucie, leading Daytona 5-1. Jupiter and Palm Beach locked at two apiece, top five. The 0-2, way outside from Del Rosario. Tampa and Fort Myers, scoreless down at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, top four. That's what's going on in the league tonight. The windup and the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball. Strike three. Uelvis Del Rosario. Two strikeouts here in a clean fourth inning. And we head to the fifth here in Lakeland. The Marauders lead 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 19. Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the third time tonight, leadoff man Sergio Campagna will lead off an inning for the Marauders. He opens up the fifth, showing bunt, pulling back and taking a fastball high from right-hander Garrett Burhan. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers nothing here on this Wednesday evening battle. Opening up the fifth, Campagna looking to get his way aboard for the second time tonight. The pitch is at the knees and on the inside corner. Nice little backdoor breaking ball from Burhan. Campagna is 1-for-2, grounded to third, leading off the game, singled in the third. 1-1, swinging a ground ball, pulled to third, right there, pulled across to first in time, one down.
Now batting number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Here's Rodolfo Nolasco, having himself a solid game. Walk in the first, later scored on an error. Two-run homer in the third, also made a nice running catch in right field in that third inning. First pitch to Nolasco, swing and a miss. Looked to be a slider from Burhan. Nolasco now hitting safely in 9 of his last 11 games at the plate. 0-1. Slider drops into the knees. Strike 2. Garrett Burhan starting to settle into a nice groove here. Retiring 7 of the last 8. Next pitch low and outside. That 7 of 8 retired stretch, we should mention, following the Nolasco home run. So he's made some nice mid-game adjustments since giving up the big fly. 1-2 from Burhan. Swing and a miss. Nolasco chased the slider down. Two gone for Bradenton here in the fifth inning. Bowen will step up for the third time tonight. So Garrett Burhan, number 6 on the evening in the strikeout department. Chase Bowen, a walk in the first, grounded to short in the third inning. Pitch almost grazes that inside corner. Narrowly misses. 6 strikeouts for Garrett Burhan, still 4 shy of his career high of 10. 1-0. Catches the outside corner to Bowen. Strike 1. 10 strikeouts achieved twice already this year by Burhan. Most recently, last week against Tampa. 1-1. Cut on a missed. Well, Garrett Burhan seems to have found the feel on that slider. Swings and misses over the past inning. Ahead in the count on Jace Bowen. 1-2. Right-hander winds up and deals. Bowen swings and smacks a ground ball to short. Sequeira there to grab it. Throws easily to first in time. And the inning comes to a close. We're through 4.5 here in Lakeland. Marauders still lead 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
To the bottom of the fifth inning here at Publix Field in Lakeland. Spencer Smith back with you looking at a 3-0 Marauders lead over the Flying Tigers. And for those just now joining us, quick summary of how things have unfolded tonight. Top of the first inning, Rodolfo Nolasco drew a walk. Chase Bowen fall with a walk of his own. A couple of errors move those runners up. Nolasco scoring on the second error. Two-out throwing error by Flying Tigers second baseman Carlos Mendoza. Top of the third inning, Rodolfo Nolasco adding a two-run homer on top. The 3-0, that's where we are. Here is Carlos Mendoza. First pitch swinging. Grounds one to the hole at short. Backhanded by Nadal. Throw to first is too high. And unable to get Carlos Mendoza. And this guy is just a regular poking it into that 5.5 hole between third and short. And getting a base hit out of it, whether it leaves the infield or not. Mendoza 2-for-2, only hiking up that .446 on base percentage even higher. Brings up Eduardo Valencia. Right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario, by the way, threw 4 scoreless tonight. Pitch to Valencia. It is right there over the plate for a strike. See multiple birds circling the field here at Publix Field, and similar to what we see at Leecom Park as a pickoff throw goes to first, not in time. Mendoza flops in safely. Similar to what we see at Leecom Park, that Osprey with his nest on top of the right center field light tower. Birds appear to be nesting here on every light tower here in Lakeland. Del Rosario, the pitch, just swinging a one hopper to short, could be two. Nadal goes to Jarvis 4-1. Jarvis onto first in time. A 6-4-3 double play erases that leadoff single. Austin Liniak will step in next with bases empty, two gone. I'm mentioning that, I should say those, multiple Osprey circling over the playing field tonight. It's been especially pretty cool to see those giant birds carrying branches in their claws as they make their way to their nests. Pitches swung on and missed. Lake Parker, a lake that resides beyond right field here at the ballpark, home to plenty of birds and fish and all kinds of critters, but those Osprey birds pop up foul out of play first base side. Those birds love to feast on fish, so their nest home sitting atop the light towers right on the shores of that little lake beyond right field, a perfect home for them. Del Rosario into his motion, 0-2 to Liniak, 1-2. But coming into the ballpark earlier today, saw one of those birds carrying a couple of sticks in his claws ready to add onto his nest. Pretty cool sight to see. 1-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Liniak. A double play and a strikeout. Yoelvis Del Rosario is through five scoreless innings tonight. On to the six, Marauders 3, Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
All right, man.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Left-hander Christian Tortosa is on to pitch for Lakeland here in the sixth inning. Takes over for starter Garrett Burhan, who pitched pretty well, got no run support from his teammates, unfortunately. And so he leaves on the losing end of things. Marauders leading Lakeland 3-0. As we open up the sixth inning, Tortosa will face Marauders third baseman Alexander Mojica. Mojica from the cleanup spot checks his swing at the first pitch and foul tipped it, apparently, in the catcher Valencia's mitt, 0-1 the count. So the final line for Garrett Burhan tonight. 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. Walked 2, struck out 6. 0-1, Mojica swings and bounces it foul toward the Marauders dugout. And the count 0-2 on the big strong third baseman. Mojica's 0-2 tonight. Tortosa fires the 0-2, swinging a bouncer, pulled foul again to third. Looks like Randy Romero was joking at fighting a teammate for that bouncing ball that came to the far end of the dugout. Tortosa with the 0-2 pitch again. Mojica swing and a miss, beat on a high fastball, strike three. I'll bring up Angel Basabe. Numbers for Christian Tortosa on the season are not pretty at all. 9 appearances, 10 innings, allowing 15 runs, 13 earned. That's ballooned that ERA up to 11.70. Angel Basabe takes the first pitch, a breaking ball high. Strikeout numbers are very good. Tortosa averaging almost 2 strikeouts an inning. 19 strikeouts over 10 innings. 1-0, low and outside. So making now 20 strikeouts over 10 and a third with the Mojica punch out. The walks are high as well, though, averaging exactly 1 walk per inning. Not ideal. Tortosa with a 2-0. And Basabe lays off 3 balls and no strikes. And we're now seeing just a little sampling of that wildness that Christian Tortosa has shown. But you clearly see with those strikeout numbers, Tigers organization feels they have something special in this left-hander. 3-0 pitch, lost him way upstairs, ball four. So one out walk by Angel Basabe. Juan Jerez to the plate, down on strikes each of his first 2 trips this evening. Keep coming back to this example, but for Marauders fans, a relatively easy example to draw from. Think about Oliver Mateo last season out of the back end of the Bradenton pen. Seemingly impossibly wild to begin the season. First pitch off speed, strike knee-high to Jerez, 0-1. Mid-season, though, a couple little mechanical adjustments for Mateo, and he became one of the most dominant relievers in all the league. Recorded the final out of the Lowy Southeast League Championship Series. Next pitch low, 1-1. So just goes to show that these player development departments can really work some magic with these pitchers who at one point struggle to find the strike zone and then turn them into these flame-throwing strikeout machines. Backdoor breaking ball. That's a beauty from Tortosa. That's called strike two. 1-2 on Juan Jerez. Marauders lead 3-0 here in the 6th. Angel Basabe on first base with 1 away. Big lefty sets away from his chest. Slide step in the pitch. Backdoor curve misses high. Imposing figure on the mound. Tortosa listed at 6'4", 170 pounds. Looked to be maybe a little bit heavier than that in terms of muscle, at least to the naked eye. Next pitch is high on Jerez. Another stat in the mix here for Christian Tortosa. Opponents hitting just 225 against him, so hits have not been super easy to come by for opposing batters. 3-2 pitch to Jerez. Runner breaks, a swing and a miss, and caught in no man's land and not tagged out on the retreat. Angel Basabe is safely back into first base. Angel Basabe was a third of the way to second base, breaking early, then threw on the brakes, and the catcher Valencia had a little bit of a hesitation in his snap throw to first. And when the throw did come, a little spin tag by the first baseman De La Cruz wasn't low enough to the ground. Basabe miraculously gets in safely. Here's Mike Jarvis. First pitch low and inside. Look out for the shins. Tortosa wears that navy blue, number 49, on the back of the white Flying Tigers jersey. The 1-0. Jarvis swings and bounces one to third. Foul. Well, as the Marauders' uniforms emulate that of the parent club, so do the Flying Tigers. Very plain and classic-looking home whites. Flying Tigers across the front in script. Similarly styled numbers on the back. Little orange trim on the road grays. Similar to the parent club again. Next pitch low and outside. And it's 2-1 on Mike Jarvis. Paying homage to the former military flight school they used to be here in Lakeland. Number font used on the Flying Tigers jersey, sort of a stenciled military number font. The pitch, Jarvis takes a backdoor curve. That drops in for strike two. In fact, out in the Right Field Party Deck. They have a big plaque on the wall paying tribute to that old flight school. Worth looking at if you make the trip here to Public Owl. Third base line again. Mike Jarvis almost golfing that ball. Left-hander Christian Tortosa from La Victoria, Venezuela, 23-year-old southpaw. Working hard here this inning. Next pitch is number 20. Here it is to Jarvis. Up and away for ball three. So the count is full. Eduardo Valencia, the catcher, reminding his teammates. Runner on first, Basabe, will be in motion on the next pitch. 3-2, two outs. With Basabe on first base here in the sixth inning. Bradenton leading 3-1, trying to extend this sixth. And add another run onto their tally. Tortosa stepping off the rubber for a split second. Towering lefty leans over for the signal from Valencia. He's ready. The pitch. Runner goes. A swing and a high fly ball to straightaway center. In comes Liniak, the center fielder. Slides and makes a beautiful catch. Taking a base hit away from Mike Jarvis. On a play by Kingston Liniak. Sliding catch, charging toward the infield. And the top of the sixth is over. A man left stranded for the Marauders, but they still lead it 3-0 here at Publix Field. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, ARRIVE. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back to Publix Field in Lakeland, where the score is the Marauders 3, the Flying Tigers nothing. And for the first time this season, Marauders righty Yoelvis Del Rosario works into the sixth inning. Right-hander just continues to gain momentum, and it's been fun to see his progression this season. Knocked around quite a bit over his first handful of starts to begin the year. Over his last four, now making 5 starts, Del Rosario really locking in against opposing Florida State League hitters. To the plate for the Flying Tigers here in at the bottom of the sixth inning, Esnate Chacon playing left field, batting ninth in this game. Del Rosario striking out 6 this evening. His windup and the pitch. And Chacon looks at a fastball strike on the outside corner. 6 strikeouts, 1 shy of the season high, 2 shy of the career high for Del Rosario. 0-1 misses in tight. Chacon with a crouching stance from the right side. Bend in the knees. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a pop-up down the first baseline. And this heads out of play toward the seating bowl. Valentin Linares last night going 6 innings for the first time this year. The windup. And the 1-2. Chacon lays off low for ball 2. Prior to these two men working into the 6th, Justin Meiss did so twice, becoming the first Marauder to go 6 innings this season. Motion and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on a breaking ball. Yoelvis Del Rosario matches his season high with 7 strikeouts. It's empty for Isaac Pacheco. Yoelvis Del Rosario has done a really good job of limiting the traffic on the base paths. Motion and the pitch to the lefty hitter. Swing and a towering pop-up off on the third base side. Heading out of play. I believe I just heard that one hit the roof over our heads. 0-1 on Pacheco, who is 0-2 out of the leadoff spot. Pitch low. New season high, 5 1/3 innings of work for Del Rosario tonight. Getting 3 runs of support. Marauders leading 3-0. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Pacheco out in front of the 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Del Rosario in command. Hander has his white cleats up against the pitching rubber. Looking into Grant Cook for the signal. Pacheco tapping the bat gently on his left shoulder, waiting. Del Rosario shakes a couple off, now into his windup. The 1-2 pitch, Pacheco lays off outside. Pacheco in the first inning, a fly out to left field, struck out looking in the third. Del Rosario with the 2-2, Pacheco swings and pops it up toward the left side of the infield. The shortstop Nadal over, gives way to the third baseman Mojica, who puts it away with a routine two-handed grab.
Number 15, Manuel Sequeira.
That now matches Yoavis Del Rosario's career high in innings pitched, 5 2/3. Did that July 9th, 2019, while pitching in the DSL, while facing a Cleveland-Milwaukee co-op affiliate team. There's a swing and a high fly ball foul down the right field line by Manuel Sequeira. He grounded to short in the first inning, flied out into an inning-ending double play in the third inning. Toss, swing and a miss, chased the breaker low. Elvis Del Rosario has not let his foot off the gas pedal tonight. 0-2, two outs here in the sixth inning. The righty winds and deals the 0-2. Swing and a line drive blasted down the left field line. A fair ball and ticketed for the corner. Sequeira around first, digging for two. And losing his helmet, he is into second base safely. That puts a runner into scoring position for Lakeland for the first time since the second inning. Timeout called. Out of the third base dugout comes Marauders pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo. Del Rosario was cruising. Flying Tigers putting a little speed bump into his plans, though, with that one mistake pitch taken advantage of by Sequeira on the two-out double. We look out of the scoreboard in left field atop the berm here in Lakeland. Line for the Marauders, 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors. And for the Flying Tigers, 0 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. This is game 2 of the 6-game series. Still 4 more to be played here in Lakeland this week. As the mound meeting comes to a close, Yoavis Del Rosario will face Roberto Campos. One man stands between Del Rosario and a new career high in 6 innings pitched. 5 2/3 scoreless for the 21-year-old righty. He sets, facing Campos. Pitch number 1 is taken low and outside. Didn't miss by a whole lot. Sun is starting to set out on the third base side of the diamond. Pink and orange hues starting to cast over the sky. Del Rosario with a 1-0 pitch. That misses low. Hasn't changed all night. Blowing in from the outfield. In from right at the moment. Outfield playing the right-handed hitting Campos straight away. Here's the 2-0 toss. Swing and a bouncing ball. Pulled foul past third base. Flying Tigers with a chance to get themselves onto the board here in the sixth. Again, their first runner in scoring position since the second inning. Base runners have been minimal for the Flying Tigers tonight, and those they have gotten aboard on a couple of occasions have been retired on double plays. Saw that in the third and in the fifth. Long look in by Del Rosario, hands together at the belt. He's ready. 2-1 pitch to Campos. Swing and a liner drilled foul over the first base dugout. So again, Campos one strike away from finishing off a scoreless sixth inning. Protecting a 3-0 Marauders lead here at Publix Field as the Marauders are looking to bounce back from last night's series opening loss. Del Rosario, the 0-2, swinging a bouncing ball right back to the mound. He grabs on a hop, underhand flip to Jerez at first base. Inning over, UALB's Del Rosario through six effective shutout innings here in Lakeland tonight. We move to the seventh here at Publix Field. It's the Marauders 3 and the Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cook will lead off the seventh inning for the Marauders here in Lakeland. 3-0 Bradenton advantage over the Flying Tigers. Left-hander Christian Tortosa deals his first pitch, a fastball high for ball one. Six scoreless innings on the mound tonight from UALB's Del Rosario. The Marauders backing him with 3 runs worth of support. Pitch to Cook, breaking ball misses high. 2 balls and no strikes on the Marauders catcher. 0-for-2 out of the 8th spot tonight. Split last season between high A and double A. Joining the Marauders just yesterday from extended spring training. 2-0, swinging a line drive, rip past third, a fair ball down the left field line. Cook is around first and looking for two. Left fielder Chacon throws in towards second. Gonna be close, and Cook is safe on a feet first slide. Chacon got a favorable bounce off the padded sidewall after that ball crossed into foul territory. And played it perfectly, making the play close at second, but Cook legs it out. His first extra base hit as a Marauder. And as Bradenton looks for insurance runs here in the late going. Valuable base knock there as Davies Nadal will step in. Spindly, 5'11", 150 pounds. Gets the first pitch, shows bunt, pulls back in time. Taking low for ball one. Line out to the left fielder in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. Nadal looking to keep a humble 3-game hit streak going. Tortosa, long pause, the 1-0 offering. Fastball finds its way into the zone for a strike. Setting sun, painting those puffy clouds above left field, pink and purple. Mostly clear skies out in front of us here in Lakeland tonight. The 1-1. Swing and a bouncer pulled down the first baseline. That's foul. Donnie Urias de la Cruz fielding that ball in front of Gustavo Amaña. Now that's something new. Gustavo Amaña, who usually coaches third for the Marauders, down at first base now. Jonathan Johnston, skipper, coaching at third. Now the minor leagues, manager coaching third base is the norm, if anything. Johnston normally manages the full game from the dugout, so a little different look here for both men. Now the 1-2 to Nadal. Breaking ball. Almost clipped his shoulder as he turns away. Two balls and two strikes in this lefty-lefty matchup. Grant Cook walks into his leadoff second base. Leadoff double to left field. Here's the 2-2, swinging a slow roller toward the first baseman. A little bobble by De La Cruz, and he will have no play at first. Nadal with the wheels, putting the pressure on the Flying Tigers defense. And Lakeland with no play at first base as Grant Cook hustles up to third. Going to wait for an official ruling on that play. I would imagine that would be an error. Flying Tigers already with a pair of miscues tonight. And I stand corrected. They've given Davies Nadal credit with an infield single. Here's Sergio Campagna. First pitch swinging. He lifts it high in the air. Shallow down the right field line. Heading out of play into the seating bowl. So roped double down the left field line by Grant Cook. Taking third on the infield single by Nadal. Setting up an RBI opportunity for Sergio Campagna. 1-for-3 tonight is the Marauders' leadoff man. Tortosa deals. Swing and a miss by Campagna through a fastball for strike two. Marauders this evening, 1-for-5 with men in scoring position. Now some action in both bullpens beyond the right field wall. Tortosa fires the 0-2. Runner breaks for second. Pitch is swung on a miss for strike three. There's a steal of second, but out at home is Grant Cook as the Marauders try to pull the double steal. So Nadal swipes second base as the shortstop cuts it off short of the bag. And a smart play there as Grant Cook was coming in all the way, but now Jonathan Johnston is talking with Alex Lawrie along the third base line. And I'm wondering what the argument's going to be here. They're bringing Grant Cook back onto third base. And sending Davies Nadal back to first base. Wonder if there was some interference called on the part of the backswing by Sergio Campagna. And so now Andrew Graham, manager for the Flying Tigers, coming out. He wants an explanation from Alex Lawrie. Lawrie trying to dissect the situation for him, and Andrew Graham is pointing in various directions, is trying to make sense of all this. So a strange situation here. If this reversal of the call stands, the Marauders, yes, would be denied a steal of second base by Nadal, but would also get an out taken off the board with Cook sent back to third. So certainly conflicting feelings, I would think, on both sides here. So that's where we'll see. That's where we'll see things set up again. Back to first and third with one away. Strikeout, however, still stands, of course. Campagna goes down swinging for strike three. Go. Nolasco, 1-for-2 with a walk and a towering two-run blast. Pitch by Tortosa. Swinging a ground ball. Base hit into right center field. Cook scores from third. Speeding around second into third is Nadal. It's an RBI single by Rodolfo Nolasco. And it's a 4-0 Marauders lead. So the Marauders will take that. Nolasco with a 3-RBI night. Nadal up to third. Marauders reload. Runners on the corners again with now a 4-run advantage. Time called. Base umpire Matt Watkowski is tamping down with his foot. A little divot of grass that came loose. Imagine Watkowski is a golfer. Always replace your divots. Well, there is a little ring of sod around the pitcher's mound that appears to have been recently replaced or maybe needing replacement soon. Here's Jace Bowen. Backdoor breaking ball taken for strike one. Little ring of grass around both the pitcher's mound and around home plate. Looking a little worn down. Here's the set. Runners off the corners take their leads. The 0-1. Runner breaks for second. Bunt shown by Bowen. This falls foul. That's Nolasco on first base. pushing a hard ground ball single through the right side for a run scoring base knock. Davies Nadal, the lead runner at third. 0-2 from Tortosa. Swing and a miss. Bowen chased the fastball high. He's gone on strikes. Two away for the Marauders, who have extended their lead to four. Alexander Mojica, the batter. A chance to get himself back into the hit column after what has been a long dry spell for him at the plate. The set by Tortosa. Lefty deal. Big lefty is ready on the mound. 0-1 offering. Mojica swings, gets a piece of it, fouling it back. He's down 0-2. Lean in for the signal by Tortosa. He is ready. Man on the corners, two away. The pitch by the big lefty. Swing and a line drive foul into the screen. Mojica will see another one. Davies Nadal takes that lead off third. Nolasco off of first. The 0-2 again. Mojica takes a breaking ball low and in and almost caught in no man's land between first and second is the trailing runner Nolasco. Now a snap throw to third. Too late on Nadal. Marauders base runners making things interesting in all sorts of ways tonight. That's twice now. Marauders base runners almost got picked off. Three if you want to count Nadal drawing the snap throw there. 1-2 to Mojica. That's taken for strike three on the inner half. He knew it right away. But Nolasco delivers an RBI single here in the top of the seventh. Time to stretch here in Lakeland. 4-0 Marauders lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Rejecca, if you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. A fantastic performance on the mound by Yoelvis Del Rosario. He has finished tonight. Career high 6 scoreless innings by the 21-year-old righty. Struck out 7, matching a season high. Didn't walk a batter. and allowed five scattered hits. He's in line for the win tonight. Christian Charley takes over in relief for the Marauders. His first pitch of the seventh is swung on and fouled away by Justice Bigby, leading off for Lakeland. Marauders here at Publix Field. Christian Charley, one of the top relievers out of Jonathan Johnson's bullpen this year. Right-hander sets the 0-1 pitch. Bigby swings and bounces one to short. Right there for it is a shortstop, Nadal. Fights a tough hop and the throw to first, a little off the mark, but Juan Jerez is able to slap the tag onto Bigby for the first out of the inning. That brings up Donnie Urias de la Cruz. Christian Charley, one of the lowest ERAs among Marauders relievers this season, deals to De La Cruz. Right-handed batter leans away from the pitch high and inside. De La Cruz 0-for-2. Set down on strikes, his first two trips tonight. 2.04 ERA on the season for Charley, 1.25 whip. The 1-0, high and inside again. Opponents batting 221 off of Charley. Walking only 7, striking out 22 over 17 and two-thirds innings. Solid rate of strikeouts on the year. Right-hander sets against his chest. And the 2-0 toss. De La Cruz takes high for ball 3. Command issues, at least since last season for Charley, have been relatively minimal. Again, only 7 walks on the year. 3-0 coming. Breaking ball into the zone for a strike. Well, that was actually a fastball. 93 on the stadium radar gun. Looked to have some sort of movement on it, though. Now Charlie's 3-1 pitch to De La Cruz. Up and in, he lost him. Ball 4.
Now batting number 8, Carlos Mendoza.
Marauders maintaining that 4-0 lead. Prevent any late Flying Tigers rallies as we play in the bottom of the 7th. The singles through the left side of the infield tonight. And actually one of them even making it through the infield. The other one stayed on the infield. Charley deals, bunt shown by Mendoza, pulls back and takes a fastball strike. Rodolfo Nolasco, hero of the night so far for the Marauders. 2-for-3, a 2-run homer, and an RBI single. The offering, breaking ball, swung on, line softly to short, caught by Nadal. Weird little humpback line drive off the end of the bat. Nadal was able to take care of it, no problem. Second out of the inning, and one of the toughest batters to retire in this Flying Tigers order. Retired on a soft lineout. Brings up Eduardo Valencia. Charley is set, and his delivery, runner not moving, pitch is swung on, popped up, foul, and out of the ballpark on the first base side. Trying to get a look at that Flying Tigers reliever throwing in the bullpen behind the right field wall. Looks like whoever he is standing and ready. Nope, one more pitch, actually. It's a left-hander. Pitches up and in under the hands for a ball. Now looking at the remaining left-handers who may be available tonight. Matt Walker, a likely option, relief tonight for Lakeland. Here's the set. Charley with a 1-1 on a slide-step delivery. Swung on, bounced foul for the vacant on-deck circle of the Marauders. On deck for the Flying Tigers is Kingston Liniak. 0-for-2. Christian Charley ahead in the count. 1-2 on Eduardo Valencia. Ready. Lead off first by De La Cruz. The pitch is swung on. Line hard to left field. On comes Bowen. Makes a leaping catch. And by Jace Bowen in left field. And he finds a fan in the party deck atop the hill. And throwing that ball to them as a souvenir. We're through 7. Marauders leading 4-0. Here in Lakeland, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another new pitcher for the Flying Tigers, southpaw Matt Walker, is onto the bump for Lakeland. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Marauders 4, Flying Tigers nothing. Lefty-on-lefty matchup opens the eighth with Angel Basabe, the batter for the Marauders. Pitch is a fastball strike from the left-hander Walker. 6'3", 270 pounds from Morris, Illinois. Walker, a returning Flying Tiger from last season. Here's a swing and a bouncer to first by Basabe. Tough hop, but handled perfectly by the first baseman, De La Cruz. He wins the race to the bag. One away. Juan Jerez will bat next for the Marauders. Christian Tortosa, big left-hander for Lakeland, allowing one run over two innings of work, overcoming some bouts of wildness. Walker tosses to Jerez. Swing and a miss. Juan Jerez down on strikes each of his first three at-bats tonight. And that figure I mentioned earlier, strikeouts in 34% of his plate appearances and not getting any better. Here's a swing and a bouncer to short. Puts it in play this time by the shortstop, Sequeira. Throws to first a little offline, but there's a tag by De La Cruz onto the chest of Jerez. He's retired two outs. And I believe that's the fifth or sixth time we've seen that tonight. An infielder by either team making an offline throw to first, but the first baseman able to swipe the tag. Two-way for the Marauders here in the visitors' half of the eighth. Mike Jarvis next up. And an automatic strike called on Mike Jarvis for a pitch clock violation. He's having some words for Alex Lawrie. We don't see as many of those violations anymore as we did about a month ago. Pitch, a backdoor breaking ball, so that's strike two after the automatic strike on Jarvis. Players, hitters, and pitchers alike, as Jarvis calls time as if to say, hey, give me some extra time here. Pitchers and hitters alike seemingly all to the pitch clock rules here. 0-2 pitch. Jarvis retired on strikes as he's frozen on that pitch over the inner half. Matt Walker makes quick work of Bradenton here in the eighth. Marauders hold a sizable 4-0 lead, though, here at Publix Field. We head to the home half next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw.
Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Another Mr. Reliable out of the Marauders' bullpen. Righty Dante Mendoza will pitch the bottom of the eighth for the Marauders here in Lakeland. Marauders 4 here in the second game of the six-game set. Dante Mendoza with just two earned runs allowed in 11 appearances, spanning 16 and a third innings of work. Mendoza comes in with a microscopic ERA of 1.10, a whip of the exact same. With 18 strikeouts, 10 walks, over 16 and a third innings, holding opponents to a 1.48 batting average. Eight, nine, and one coming up in the Lakeland order. Their win streak in jeopardy tonight. Lakeland winning their last five straight. Kingston Liniac leads off. Mendoza tosses and comes too high and inside with a fastball. Heater comes in the low 90s for Mendoza. Been able to regularly saw off opposing hitters. Lots of weak contact. The 1-0, swinging a pop-up back behind home plate, out of play. Pretty high ground ball rate for Dante Mendoza this season. Ground ball outs outnumbering the outs recorded in the air. 6 foot, 5 inch tall righty brings his hands together at chest height. 1-1 to Liniac. Take it for strike two. A couple of fellow Californians squaring off. Dante Mendoza from Torrance. Kingston Liniac from La Jolla. The 1-2 from the righty. Big breaking ball at the knees, called for strike three. And a bewildered Kingston Liniac slowly leaves the batter's box. And for some reason, Liniac dropped bat, started running toward first base. And I wonder if a teammate told him that Grant Cook had dropped the ball. But I believe the general rule is once you leave that dirt circle around home plate, that's it. Mendoza deals to Esne Chacon. Next batter cuts at a fastball and misses. One out here at the bottom of the eighth. Marauders leading 4-0. Crouching stance of Chacon waits the pitch, and there comes a swing and a slow roller, to fast roller rather, toward the second baseman, and Mike Jarvis gathers it, throws to first in time. Quickly two outs for the home team. Little worm burner, hit perfectly on the screws, right to Jarvis. And back to the top of the order, Isaac Pacheco, 0-3 tonight for the Flying Tigers. Mendoza lifts his leg and delivers. And Pacheco, fly ball to relatively deep left field. No problem for Jace Bowen. He grabs it, shy of the track. Inning over, three up and three down. A nice job by Dante Mendoza. Through eight here in Lakeland, Marauders 4, Flying Tigers nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The rest of this week, they've got games against the Bradenton Marauders. The next two in the series on Thursday.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser.
Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play, and their specials will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Into the ninth inning we go in Lakeland. Marauders 4, Flying Tigers nothing. And here in the top of the ninth, 8-9-1 in the Bradenton order with Grant Cook leading off. He's 1-for-3 with a double. Left-hander Matt Walker delivers a backdoor curveball onto the outside corner, strike one. Curveball and slider, may have actually been a slider. Clocked at 84 miles per hour. The 0-1 from Walker. Cook swings and fouls it straight back. No balls, two strikes. Cook will be followed by Davies Nadal and Sergio Campagna. Marauders with 4 runs, 6 hits. Flying Tigers no runs on 5 hits. 0-2, up and away. Or ball 1. One scoreless inning each of relief for Christian Charlie and Dante Mendoza for the Marauders. Next toss, swung on, lifted to right center field. High and fairly deep, but playable for the Flying Tigers outfield. And the right fielder Campos eases over and makes the catch. So here comes Davies Nadal. Six in a row, retired now by Flying Tigers pitching. Rodolfo Nolasco, main man tonight for Bradenton. Three RBI, two-run homer in the third, RBI single in the seventh. First pitch to Nadal, a little high and inside. Lasco also making a nice running grab in the third inning, part of turning a flyout into a double play, ending that inning. Heads up in the Marauders' dugout. Nadal smokes that ball foul. And Brendan Dixon, oh my goodness. Dixon sprinting full speed out of the Marauders' dugout to catch that ball as it caromed onto the third baseline. Racing the Flying Tigers' third baseman, Isaac Pacheco. The 1-1 pitch, low and outside, and I wonder, come to think of it, if those fellow Texans are maybe having a little friendly from Argyle, Texas, not too far from Dallas-Fort Worth. Isaac Pacheco from Friendswood, just outside of Austin. Next pitch is bounced foul. My apologies, Pacheco, Friendswood, Texas. Hometown is in the Houston area, not Austin. 2-2 to Nadal, swinging a high fly ball to right field. Fairly deep, back goes Campos, circling around to his left. He makes the catch as that ball dies in the muggy night. Two away. Looked like a nice trajectory off the bat. Certainly not home run power, but during the daytime and without this stiff breeze blowing in, that ball may have ended up extra bases for Nadal. Two outs for the Marauders, bottom of the eighth inning, top of the ninth inning, rather. Here's Sergio Campagna. Pitch is cut on and missed for strike one. Marauders with a healthy 4-0 lead. Campagna gets the 0-1, takes at the knees for strike two. Didn't seem to like that pitch too much, doesn't argue the call, though. Working quickly, Walker, the lefty, winds and fires. And misses in the dirt, blocked by Valencia. Glance ahead to the Flying Tigers, half of the ninth inning, 2, 3, and 4 in their order due up. Sequeira, Campos, and Bigby. The windup and the 1-2. That's low. A Campagna, 1-for-4, singled in the third inning. And with that, put himself on base in his 17th out of his last 19 games. On-base percentage well over 400 during that stretch. Walker deals the 2-2. Campagna takes a backdoor breaker just outside. And he works the count full after being down 0-2. Time called. Here's the windup. 3-2 toss. Campagna takes low for ball four. The Marauders have a two-out base runner. Mr. On-Base Machine lately. Sergio Campagna draws another walk. So Rodolfo Nolasco will get another shake at it. Ridiculous two-run homer on top of the grass berm in left field in the third inning. At the time, made it a 3-0 Marauders lead. Pitch to Nolasco here. This is just outside to the right-handed hitter. Marauders in front by four here in the visitors' half of the ninth. Walker delivers. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Skies are completely dark here in Lakeland. All light towers all around the playing field, illuminating the field here at Publix Field. Long pause by Walker, and now the pitch. Check swing. Nolasco takes it for a called strike anyway. A couple of fans ringing cowbells down in the seating bowl. Nolasco into his stance, awaits the 1-2 from Walker. Here it is from the southpaw. Taken high on a fastball. Wisely holding off. Two balls and two strikes. Sergio Campagna on first base. Working a two-out walk. Nolasco tapping the bat on his right shoulder. Walker, the pitch. There goes Campagna for second. The pitch is outside. Throw to second on a bounce. Is not in time. And the ball squirts away a few feet behind the second baseman, Mendoza. He recovers quickly, though, and Nolasco stays put on second. So Rodolfo Nolasco, a home run, a single, three RBI, a great running catch, and now a stolen base. And what am I saying? That's Sergio Campagna, not second base. Been a long night, folks. Runner breaks for third. Campagna had it stolen, but Nolasco fouls this one away. That goes to show you how spoiled a broadcaster can be the night after a 1 hour, 58-minute game. That was what last night was. 2-1 Marauders loss. Fastest 9-inning game by Bradenton this year. This one, a little over 2 hours now. 3-2 again to Nolasco. Campagna not moving. Check swing by Nolasco. He did hold up. Oh, my goodness. Flying Tigers dugout and their fans cannot believe it. Nolasco indeed appeared to go around on a check swing and a pitch high and outside. And that first base dugout is letting the umpires hear it. Really can understand their gripes there. So Nolasco, instead of being rung up for strike three on the check swing, draws ball four. As Matt Watkowski on the bases signals no go. First and second with two outs. Jace Bowen a chance to make some more noise for the Marauders. Walker delivers, and the pitch is swung on and rolled up the middle. Shortstop gloves it. Sequeira flips to Mendoza. Out there, inning is over. So the Marauders get nothing here in the top of the ninth, but they head to the bottom half. Three outs away, up by four, and here comes manager Andrew Graham in the meantime, yelling at base umpire Matt Watkowski. He is completely irate. We'll leave it right there and come back in a moment. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Rehabbing Pirates right-hander Nick Mears will pitch the bottom of the ninth inning for the Marauders. Third appearance on rehab in a Bradenton uniform. Former Marauder made his way through Bradenton in 2019. As a regular contributor out of the bullpen that season, pitched successfully in a Marauders uniform. He has done so once again here on rehab assignment. He works with a 4-0 lead behind him. 2-3-4 in the Flying Tigers order. Here in the bottom of the ninth with the home team down to their last three outs. Mears sets, and the righty faces Manuel Sequeira. Right-handed inning shortstop swings, and it's a high, towering fly ball onto the left side of the infield. Shortstop Nadal wants it, makes the two-handed catch over his head. One pitch and one away for Nick Mears. Brings up Roberto Campos. Base is empty with one out. Nick Mears leans in, gets the sign. Right-hander lifts his leg and deals. Swing and a miss. Filthy breaking ball from Mears. Gets Campos chasing. Mears wearing the black number 49, outlined in gold on the gray road jersey. The 0-1. Campos looks at another slider for strike two. Well, Mears has looked healthy and crisp in his first few rehab outings with the Marauders. Underwent arthroscopic elbow surgery back in February. Less invasive type surgery requires much less recovery time. So he hopes to be in action later this summer for the big league club. Here's a swing and a foul over to the first base side. Knocks off the screen, falls back onto the field. Campos stays alive at 0-2. Mears dangling the right arm loosely by his side as he gets the sign. Now the hands together at the belt buckle. The 0-2 again. Breaking ball buried in the dirt. He couldn't get Campos to chase it. And a reminder once again with the Major League rehabber on the mound. Not subjected to the pitch clock. It's true of a rehabbing pitcher and rehabbing hitter. Pitch clock does not apply. Mears gets the signal from Grant Cook. His 1-2 offering. Slider low and outside. Again, couldn't get a chase, and Mears losing his hat on the fall through that pitch. That's a little throwback. Long mane of light brown hair flying out from underneath that hat as it falls onto the front slope of the mound. You hear and see all kinds of 1940s and 50s black and white baseball footage where pitchers give all their might into their delivery, lose their hat on every pitch. Here's a swing and a hard ground ball up the middle, a base hit in a center field. Roberto Campos checks in with his first hit of the night. Flying Tigers won't go down without a fight tonight. Trailing 4-0. And Nick Mears is in search of the final two outs in this one. Justice Bigby is next up. Designated hitter in the cleanup spot, 1-for-3 with a single. Mears kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, threw the fastball at 94. Went down to try and get it. On first base, Roberto Campos. Marauders in front, 4-0 tonight. The pitch, breaking ball at the knees outside corner, ruled strike two. Mears bending in the waist, leaning in, getting the side. He is set. The 0-2 to Bigby. Fastball rides high. You can see Nick Mears really letting it fly, finishing his delivery with a little bit of a Campos leading off first. Jerez holding him on. Now Mears on a 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swinging a fly ball to right field. Slicing away from Nolasco on the run. Reaches out and makes the basket-style catch. Nolasco goes crashing into the sidewall, but appears to be okay. Returns the ball quickly to the infield, and the Flying Tigers are down to their final out. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Marauders. No runs, six hits, and two errors for the Flying Tigers tonight. For Lakeland, heads up to Donna Urias de la Cruz. Last hope of the dish for the home team. Pitch by Mears. Upstairs for ball one. Marauders one out away from the victory tonight. Leading 4-0 here in the ninth inning. The pitch by Mears, a swing and a miss for strike one. Marauders playing game number 47 of their 2022 season. Going to get back within five games of the 500 mark. And trying to pry their way back up in the West Division standings. The 1-1 pitch from Mears is taken for strike two on the inside corner. Beautifully painted on the fastball at 93. And now it's one strike to go. Mears surveying the scene around him. Looking at his teammates' defense and their depth of their playing at behind him. Leaning in for the signal from Grant Cook. He sets. The 1-2. Swing and a foul back. And ricochets off the screen and bounces right back down toward home plate. So we'll see at least one more. Juan Jerez, the first baseman, playing behind Roberto Campos. Two away here in the ninth. Mears, again with a 1-2 pitch. Runner breaks for second, and that pitch is low for ball two. Campos takes second on defensive indifference. And Nick Mears not quite getting that elusive strike three call. Still just one strike away. Big lean in, bending at the waist. Mears brings those hands together again. Lifts his leg, deals, breaking ball way upstairs, and Mears turning his back toward home plate for a second after the follow-through. Not happy with the results. So the count is now full on Donna Urias de la Cruz. Marauders one strike away from their third shutout victory of the season. Mears. Come set. The 3-2 to De La Cruz swung on and fouled back. Good battle. De La Cruz will see pitch number 8 next from Nick Mears. Fastball slider, we'll see which it'll be from Mears on another 3-2 pitch. He comes set at the belt. Campos will lead off second. Mears looks back that way. 3-2 is checked, swung at, and did he go? Yes, he did. The ball game is over. Donna Uris De La Cruz goes around on a filthy slider from Mears, and that's it. The Marauders win it. A final score of 4-0. A four-pitcher combined shutout for the Marauders here at Lakeland, and the Marauders even this series at a win apiece. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you the Marauders postgame show. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensi.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith rejoining you from Publix Field in Lakeland, where the Marauders have just finished off a 4-0 combined shutout win over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Here's how tonight's game went down. Top of the first inning, the Marauders wasted no time. A one-out walk by Rodolfo Nolasco drew an errant pickoff throw at first base from Flying Tigers starter Garrett Burhan. Nolasco to second on that bad pickoff. Jace Bowen followed with a walk of his own. And during that plate appearance, or rather a couple of at-bats later, I should say, after an Alexander Mojica strikeout, Angel Basabe grounded one to the second baseman Carlos Mendoza. With two outs, it looked like the inning was coming to an end. Unfortunately for the Flying Tigers, Mendoza lobbed the throw, really soft one, over the first baseman's head. De La Cruz, the first baseman, couldn't make the leaping snare, and so the throwing error allowed Nolasco to score the game's first run. Marauders went on to add two more on one swing of the bat in the third inning. A leadoff walk, leadoff single, rather, by Sergio Campagna, followed by a two-run blast out to left field by Nolasco, making it 3-0 Marauders. Bradenton added another run by, guess who, Rodolfo Nolasco in the seventh inning on a hard-hit RBI single on a ground ball to right center field. 4-0 Bradenton. That would turn out to be more than enough for the Marauders, who saw four pitchers combine on the shutout effort tonight. Yoavis Del Rosario, a new career-high 6 innings pitched, struck out 7, matching his season high, allowed only 5 scattered hits, and then 1 scoreless inning each out of relievers Christian Charlie, Dante Mendoza, and Nick Mears, as the Marauders combined for just 1 walk and 9 strikeouts and hold the Flying Tigers to 6 hits in this shutout effort. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Marauders, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 8 men on base. And for the Flying Tigers, no runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 men left on base. The winning pitcher with 6 shutout innings is Yoelvis Del Rosario. He improves to 3-1 on the season. The loss goes to Garrett Burhan, who pitched pretty well for the Flying Tigers, but received no run support. Just 3 runs, 2 earned, allowed over 5 innings. He takes the loss, falling to 2-1. Time of game, 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a crowd of 321 here at Publix Field. It was 77 degrees and mostly cloudy at the time of first pitch, following some rain showers, with the evening beautifully clearing up as we went deeper into the ballgame. With their win, the Marauders able to get back into the win column again. They have now won 2 of their last 3 and are back to 21-26 with their record, doing their best to keep pace with the rest of the West Division. With their loss, the Flying Tigers see their winning streak come to an end at 5 games. Flying Tigers drop back down to 3 games under 500 at 22-25. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will name our Marauders player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, or in this case, players of the game, plural. It would have been too tough to choose between these two men, so we're going to give them co-players of the game. Rodolfo Nolasco, 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, including a 2-run homer in the third inning. And Yoelvis Del Rosario, career-high 6 scoreless innings on the mound for the Marauders. They are your Marauders co-players of the game tonight. Well, tomorrow the series continues here at Publix Field in Lakeland, game 3 of the 6-game series. Marauders will send left-hander Anthony Solomito to the mound for just his second start of his professional career. He will go against right-hander Nick Davila for the Flying Tigers. First pitch is again scheduled for 6:30 p.m. here in Lakeland. We'll be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:15 p.m. online at BradentonMarauders.com. Hope you can join us, or if you're in the area, come on out to the ballpark and see Anthony Solomito, the exciting 19-year-old left-hander pitch, in just his second start as a professional. Well, that about does it for us tonight. Once again, the final score this evening, the Marauders shut out the Lakeland Flying Tigers 4-0. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Publix Field in Lakeland.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.